Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this segment is Tammy Arender, reporter, anchor for RFD TV, and she reports on agriculture.
I report on agriculture day in and day out.
So tell us, how did that come about?
It's very interesting because I've done what most would call real news most of my life. I started in Monroe because I was raised on a cotton soybean farm in Madison Parish, which is Tallulah up in the northeast corner. And so for about 25, 30 years, I anchored and reported for affiliate stations from Baton Rouge to Monroe to Little Rock to Nashville, off and on in Nashville. And we actually had a producer leave. I was working at the NBC affiliate in Nashville, and a producer left to go to RFD TV. And I'm like, what is that? She goes, oh, it's the Agriculture Network. And I'm like, I'm a farm girl that does television. So I literally stalked the owner, Patrick Gotch, until he gave me a job because I said, you created this network for me. So now we're in 52 million homes on satellite television.
So what does that say about the agri-economy? I mean, you know, where there's a dedicated media outlet just to report on their news.
And that is because you think about this. You can't wake up and live your day, not even a minute of your day, without agriculture.
You're right.
From the clothes you have on, to the food you eat, to the cars you drive. My dad used to say, you don't care about what I do for a living unless you eat or wear clothes.
Yeah.
So it's that important. And because one of the reasons the owner of our network, Patrick Gotch, started the company like 22 years ago, he realized on his farm in Nebraska, he could not get agricultural news. You had all these business news and CNBC. You could get the cost and the price of whatever Verizon or Walmart or these big companies. You could not get the price of soybeans, cotton, and things that you actually need to live your life.
Right.
And he said, we're going to change that.
Unless you wanted to watch the ticker for about an hour on
Yeah, and yeah, you had to have your little memorized numbers of what your soybeans and pork bellies were
doing. And you better have a magnifying glass,
That's right.
too, because
That's
you
right.
never see it.
And That's so he's changed the landscape for communications and for television as far as agriculture goes, because what we do every day, too, is we have a five-hour market day report and a rural evening news, just like you watch the evening news. But every single story has an agriculture connection because we know how important that is.
You know, I heard from Avery this morning, who you know, the communications director for the Farm Bureau, and we talked to Jim Harper, the president, obviously, as well. And they spent a lot of time talking about inputs and that they, so many things that are outside of their control. And I guess that highlights what you're talking about, communication, right? Because they don't control these things.
Don't control these things. And here's the problem with that. If we don't tell our story, somebody else will.
Right.
And you've got to understand that even though you think, oh, that farmer makes a bunch of money, guess what? You don't know the math that went into getting that crop in the ground. Is he now getting more for his soybeans than he did, more for the cotton and the wheat and the corn? Yes. But guess what? That $350,000 combine, and he's now paying 180% more for fertilizer just to get that crop out of the ground. Do the math.
Right.
The farmer's not walking away with a bunch more money because it takes so much more. And I even likened it today. Think about what we're dealing with now with gas prices. You know, just your trip to the beach, just your trip to the grocery store now. You have to think about that and do the math in your budget because it's impacted you. Well, think about a farm and a ranch and how much diesel and fuel they use. It is astronomical what they're having to pay out of pocket now to get that crop, because we're not going to give up eating. And no. I hope we don't give up wearing clothes.
No.
So we got to continue.
And they're not a charity.
No.
They have to support themselves.
Yes.
So the price bears. And the other interesting thing, we've had a lot of conversation in this country about fuel, mm-hmm. right? Natural gas, gasoline, diesel, and everything else. About who sets the price? Well, it's the same. It's synonymous to the ag industry because they don't. Farmer doesn't say, oh, guess what? I just harvested 20,000 bushels of wheat, and this is my price.
And who would have anticipated the challenges we have now, besides that supply and demand issue that we've always dealt with as farmers, with the war in Ukraine and what it is doing over there to their wheat harvest and their grain harvest, and now they've even blown up terminals that were storing it. That has a direct impact. We think that's on the other side of the world. That doesn't impact us. Yes, it does. And it will have an impact for a long time to come. And it's out of our control, as you just said.
So where you are today and what y'all do in your reporting with the overlay of what's happening in Ukraine, what's changed? And we have just a minute for our first break, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation.
You know, here's the deal with what we do at RFD TV. We're always on top of what's going on because we are constantly scanning what's going on globally as well as locally in the U.S. and North America. And so we are on top of it. So nothing has really changed for us. The only thing that's changed for us for the good is that agriculture is now part of the mainstream conversation,
yeah.
Because it is impacting how much you're paying for food and clothes and fuel.
Right. And it's been an afterthought
in
many respects.
It has,
and we take it for granted. And we'll stop there and we'll pick up the conversation because we got to get to a hard break for CBS News. We're speaking with Tammy Arender, reporter anchor for RFD TV that reports on the agriculture industry. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Tammy Arender, reporter, anchor for RFD TV. Tammy covers agricultural issues all over the country and focuses on farms and ranches in Louisiana and Texas. And in doing so, you get the opportunity to interview a lot of farmers.
Right.
And so, you know, and you do so in a setting that most people don't have the advantage of doing, right? And
right. I'm normally in the cab of a tractor or a combine.
There you go.
And at least these days they're air-conditioned.
I'm trying to, thankfully, right?
Yes.
So what is top of mind? What are you hearing? What are they sharing with you?
You know, I actually just did an interview this morning with a rice farmer, but last week I was with a Texas cotton farmer, and also, you know, the Cahies there in northeast Louisiana also do cotton. And talking with them, what is so interesting, when you hear about the challenges that we're dealing with, that we've mentioned the input costs, the skyrocketing cost of fertilizer, seed, equipment, fuel, they still have hope in their voice. Now, again, the seriousness of what we're dealing with is there.
All risk factors.
All risk factors are there. And we've not even mentioned Mother Nature.
Yeah.
No. I mean, there are so many that are dealing
like
with the drought.
We don't like to in South Louisiana.
And in South Louisiana, you have an added layer.
Right.
Because so many are impacted by hurricanes. So, but what always sticks out to me is that a farmer has the passion for what he's doing, and he is forever hopeful that at the end of the year, I never hear them say, oh, I hope we make the most money we've ever made. They want to make enough money to put another crop in the ground because it's what they believe in.
They
know they are impacting the world, and what we do impacts every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. And so I'm not, you know, saying that it's not serious and that we're in unprecedented, uncharted waters as far as doing agriculture and growing our food. But they still hold out a lot of hope.
Yeah. What do you hear from them relative to legacy? You know, the legacy that they leave of their farm, their family being in this business. It seems to me it used to be a lot stronger than it is today.
It actually chokes me up because we no longer have our family farm in Madison Parish. I am so sorry. But that is such a huge deal to these families, because it is something they do want to leave. And now it's very difficult. I mean, taxes and things happen now because of the red tape, that it's hard to pass that family legacy along. But you can't imagine raising a child in that environment and how they grow up. It becomes part of their DNA, and it's their passion. And when they realize the importance of what they're doing, they want to carry on that tradition. And, you know, you hear stories about China's buying up this farmland and all these big corporations. You know what? There's still 90-something percent are family-owned.
Right.
And they want to pass that down to the next generation.
Yeah, and you see these reports all the time, and I know you got choked up because it's a lifestyle. It's a culture. It's so many things that we don't experience in other occupations, right?
That is so true. And, you know, the sad thing is I didn't know it at the time. It was just life. It's what
right.
we did, you know. And I didn't realize, like, my dad, we had cotton. Of course, again, I'm as old as dirt. So I was, you didn't have all the technology that we have now. And
right.
so, especially during the fall, we would literally have to go stomp the cotton in the trailer. In other words, you had to pack it down to get more cotton in it. Now you have a machine that does
right.
that, okay? Well, when school got out and I got to go stomp the cotton, I was thrilled.
Yeah.
I didn't know Daddy got free labor. I loved it.
But it's such an important issue, right? I mean, in carrying that tradition on and being the breadbasket that we are here in this country, and to ensure that legacy continues. I mean, because everybody puts a personal touch, a personal flavor on it. It's not just wheat, and it's not just corn, and it's
That's
not,
right?
Because
if you pass a farm field or you pass a crawfish pond and realize
yeah.
aquaculture is as much
just
a part of
much.
Agriculture, you don't think about when you just went to the grocery store to make dinner or you went to the restaurant and ate it. There is a farmer behind that.
Right.
Somebody that worked from sunup to sundown, 7 days a week. We kind of joke because I went from regular television where Christmas was just another day. And, you know, you just worked because it was 7 days a week. You know what? Farmers are the same way.
Yeah.
There are no holidays. Now, you have
right.
seasons.
Yeah.
But there are no holidays because, again, I'm not going to give up one day of eating or one day of wearing clothes or one day of driving my car. And so the things that we do in agriculture are just hyper important to keeping the world spinning. And so I want to advocate for agriculture and let people know that any misinformation, do your homework. And we realize that there are groups out there that fight against certain things, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but do your homework.
Absolutely. Tammy Arender, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
Joining. You bring a certain
honor.
Perspective that's great, and I really enjoyed the conversation.
You have been. It's been a joy and a pleasure.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. We got to get to a break, folks. We will be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.